Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Well, Dr. Camille Majdali is with us for a quick update on how things are going with the tour. Camille, welcome back.
Good to see you, Neil.
Well, last night in Bayswater, and another great presentation, I might say, Camille. You're actually intending to cross the border very soon and heading off to South Australia.
Yes, Leanne and I are going to Adelaide tomorrow, Wednesday, and we're going to go up to the York Peninsula, have a meeting at Wallaroo and on Thursday night, and then to Adelaide twice on Saturday in the morning and in the evening, and of course Sunday morning in Salisbury East.
Camille, as you are thinking about the reaction or the response, the feedback that you've been getting from the audiences so far, I mean, this is really, you've put yourself out there, road testing the message, and undoubtedly, even as things go along, you'll fine-tune things as you go. What sort of response do you feel like you've been receiving so far?
It's been very gratifying. Gratifying because people are hungry, and it's obvious they're hungry. Going to Pakenham and seeing that crowd was incredibly heartwarming. And then to hear that some people had traveled vast distances to come to this meeting is very humbling, but also greatly satisfying. And then I get some good questions as well. Great time of interaction. And so it's a wonderful experience, Neil. That's why we keep doing Understanding the Times. This is our fourth year, and it's pretty much the same in that sense of people are hungry, people come, people are grateful. So we continue.
Well, Camille, you're talking through a lot of issues and bringing those all together, talking about the Trump declaration and Israel, the second coming. One of the elements, of course, of your presentation is about this thing that we sometimes call the culture war. And I know that in various meetings that I've been a part of, people are putting their hands up when you say, who's heard of the culture war? And in actual fact, there's a lot of people who've never even heard that terminology.
That's right. In fact, it's always a handful of people that have heard the term the culture war. But the good thing is, once I'm done, everyone will have heard of the culture war and how it connects with other aspects of life and the future, and perhaps even prophecy itself, though very indirectly.
And this idea of being prepared for what the future holds, this is an important and an integral element of what you're endeavouring to achieve with these presentations, looking to have people prepared so that they're not taken by surprise by things as they're unfolding.
Yes, the goal of Understanding the Times is to inspire people to invest in their spiritual lives and to become what we call future ready. By presenting current events from a biblical view, it does help people to start thinking beyond next week. And if they will invest in their spiritual lives, then they actually have nothing to worry about vis-a-vis the future. But if we don't invest in our spiritual lives, we will not just be flat-footed, we will be caught totally off guard when all kinds of crazy and unexpected events happen. Remember, Neil, the Bible speaks of two vastly different scenarios involving the last days: the way of the wicked, which gets darker, and the path of the just, which gets brighter. We're encouraging people to make a sound, proactive decision to come all the way Jesus's way and walk on the path of the just. We always believe in giving a message of hope, no matter what's going on in the world, and we will continue to do so because I believe that's what the Lord wants.
Camille, there are some people who say, well, I'm reading the newspapers and I'm watching the news on TV. I'm keeping up to date with what's going on in the world. There's a different dimension that you are bringing to an understanding of what's going on in the world. How do you describe the way that you bring a different perspective, a different dimension, a different understanding of the way things are interpreted when we're seeing these things in the headlines on the news?
In order to answer that question, Neil, It takes us back to the key verse that inspired this tour to begin with. 1 Chronicles 12:32, about the children of Issachar, men of understanding who understood the times to know what Israel ought to do. I believe it's not enough to know what is happening. We need to know why it's happening, and we need to know it from a biblical view. For the simple reason, the biblical view is God's view, and the biblical view is prophetic. It's telling us what's happening in the future. So we are endeavoring to go beyond the headlines, and I believe that's exactly what we are doing. It's not just endeavoring. I believe we're achieving that. Go beyond the headlines, understand why things are happening, and God will then put you in a position to be open to him for his direction, his influence, his leading, and he will show you what you need to do. Because remember, experts are struggling to give us answers how to proceed forward. But we believe God, through his word and the Holy Spirit, are doing precisely that, leading people on that brightly lit path of the just.
So who's benefiting most here, Camille? Because there'll be individuals who'll be saying, well, now I feel informed. But I suspect that when you have any sort of leadership role, whether it's children's ministry, youth ministry, families ministries, and there are church leaders, people who are on the elderships of churches who are navigating a way forward, I suspect that you can't do without the sorts of dimensions that you're bringing in this Understanding the Times tour, because this idea of navigating a way forward, understanding the times, if you're in any sense of Christian leadership, you need to actually have this dimension.
I think you've said it all right there, Neil. Leadership needs to be informed. Leadership needs to, how should I say it, know what lies ahead to help those that are following be sure-footed. But I believe this is for everybody, the leaders and the followers, because after all, this is our communal future. And the more we're prepared for it, the better the outcome will be. When we are unprepared for it, then the outcome will be far less desirable.
Camille, our capacity to appreciate the changes that we're going through right now. 21st century, people are saying things are changing at a great rate of knots. And then we look to the scripture and we see there's biblical prophecy and we say, well, that was written even as long as 3,000 years ago. What can that mean today? How significant is it for Christian believers to be able to connect the dots here between what God has in plan for the future of mankind and an appreciation of what we're seeing in the headlines and trying to navigate our way forward? Connecting the dots seems to me to be common sense, but for some people, they're perhaps not seeing that as important.
Well, it's, of course, of the utmost importance. It's time for us, Neil, as believers in Christ, as the church at large, to return to Bible prophecy because it's so prominent in God's word. It is a popular subject depending on the seasons. It has been in times gone by, and I believe it will come back into vogue again simply because of necessity and because that's, I believe, what God wants. One of the things I do here is I say to people, prophecy is healthy for you, more than organic food, pure water, clean air. It is so healthy for you. You neglect it at your own peril. And then that's where we come in. We are helping people connect the dots. We're learning too, by the way. I am not the Encyclopedia Britannica. I am still a student of these things, but I'm learning all the time. And what I can, I pass on to those that come and hear me. But we need to return to prophecy. It is speaking about our times. It's being fulfilled under our noses, and it's time for us to, as Paul says, not sleep as so many others do, but let us watch and be sober.
What do you say to those Christians who are saying, well, I saw some end times preachers, perhaps in decades gone by, and they told me all about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist, and they looked at the book of Revelation and they were reading into all of the things that are going on in the world, and they're saying all these headlines are all being addressed in the book of Revelation. I mean, you're a different sort of a kettle of fish when it comes to the way you approach these topics. How do you think you approach these things compared to what people might have heard in the past about this issue of prophecy?
Well, first of all, I am a Johnny come lately when it is involving Bible prophecy. I used to have a phobia on this very topic that I'm now teaching because of the reasons you've alluded to, because it could be confusing, it could be alarming. You know, who wants that, especially in an age where people are ultra sensitive and want their safe space? So I approach it with, shall we say, caution in the healthy sense of the word. I'm not gung-ho to just extrapolate some kind of sensational headline-making interpretation in order to get more people to come along or sell more books. No, I like to think I do it in a scholarly manner because I do have an academic background. Do it properly. And only speak of those things that I can source from credible sources. But at the same time, I love connecting the events in Bible prophecy to what is happening today. And I try to be careful in that too, because not everything that happens in our world today has chapter and verse behind it. Some of the general trends definitely do, but maybe not specific events. So I'm careful. I don't want to overpromise. I don't want to be sensational. I don't want to be over the top, but I want to get it right for the glory of God and for the benefit of those that come to hear me.
Well, as I sometimes reflect on someone who has a deep understanding of the Middle East, of the geopolitics that's going on in the world today, having led tours to the Middle East as many as 37 times as you have, and having your academic background, having your appreciation of the Word of God, and as a premier Bible teacher, people will have the opportunity to hear an outstanding message. And as I mentioned, you're in Victoria at the present time, in September, moving into South Australia. In fact, this coming weekend, those who are in South Australia, particularly those in Wallaroo on the York Peninsula, or on Saturday at Revival SA, then Saturday evening in Modbury North, or on the 2nd of September in Salisbury East. And for those who missed those Victorian meetings, you'll be able to see Dr. Camille Majdali and the Understanding the Times tour returning with the presentation into Victoria in Doncaster on the 22nd and 23rd of September. And remember, you can go to the Vision websites and you can click on your state and you'll find out where the Understanding the Times tour is coming near you, and Camille getting around all the states throughout Australia. Camille, thank you so much for taking some time to share your thoughts and an update with us today on 2020.
Thank you, Neil. God bless.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.